This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, little 3RQ, as you do every Wednesday at 11:40. And BT, I was out last week. You and I have had some fun with it. Let's get it back on track. Your question number one. Worst appliance to have break?
Oh, that's a really good one. I would have to say either the dishwasher or the washer or the dryer. It's got to be.
Yeah, I mean,
it stunts everything in the house.
If you're a big dishwasher,
forget about
person,
the dishes. I'm not doing them. So I'd say the washer. Or the dryer.
What do you mean? You can't say that.
I'm not doing them.
So for you personally, the worst one.
Well,
would
I'm also
be,
looking out for her.
I would guess the washing machine probably would be. But if you use like a coffee maker, although you can make that, I guess, on your own. I'm not a coffee guy.
We do have a really nice coffee espresso cappuccino maker. Well, yeah. What else? What other appliances like really changed?
The microwave? I mean,
I can't remember the last time a microwave was malfunctioned.
Oh, no, you know, but if it did, like, then you'd be screwed. You wouldn't have it.
That's so true. That's
which
true.
Which one's the worst one to have?
I'm going to stick with the washer and dryer because I'm a freak. Like, I'm a freak with clean clothes, and I wear something once, and I've got to wash it. Yeah.
I would probably say the washing machine because you could always hang dry stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Or clothespins like our moms did back in the day. Remember the old school clothespins?
You could figure it out to hang. So you can't, I'm not going to sit there and wash all the clothes.
No.
Hand
it's a Little House on the Prairie, like turn of the century. Chance I'm doing that.
If you think about it, without the microwave, that would be difficult, I think, sometimes. You know,
I got one for you, too. And it creeps up on you, and you could work around it. I don't think it's as bad as the washer, but if you have a garbage compactor in the sink, when that thing gets stopped up, not because there's a spoon in it or because there's carrots in it,
right.
Like when it really doesn't work, and now the water starts to build up, and you get that gross film in the big, if you have one of those big industrial sinks like we have in on our island kitchen, like. That's gross, man.
What about if your fridge goes? I mean, that's an appliance.
Well, we have two, thank God. We have one in the garage as well. But no, that's a big problem.
Tell us more about Chateau BT.
No, stop,
man. Here
dude.
We go.
Don't stop.
Industrial
Chateau
sink.
BT.
Multiple
shut up.
Fridges.
Come on. You've been there, man.
Yeah, no, I know. Number two, you get offered free food, but you aren't hungry. What do you do?
Is it at work? I know. Gio always gets on me. He's like, he always asks five questions. Yeah. Well, because there's so many ways I could go with that.
Let me
That's
paint
why.
The scenario. I'll make it clear for you so Gio can be happy and Reggie be happy. You're at work. You're not hungry. Carl Banks comes in. He brings you free food.
Interested. If I'm not hungry, I'm not hungry. Well, what are you doing?
I'm going to eat it probably.
Well, you probably should. Food. You hung up on him.
Yeah.
You should probably get him lunch, dude.
In any scenario, in any scenario, I'd be getting free food.
Like hungry, you feel like...
Remember we had the food with Booney in here the other day, last week?
Yes.
And, like, I wasn't starving.
Neither was I.
But yet it was free, good food.
Well, it was steak. I wanted to sample the steak, see if it matched up with Rails. It was outstanding.
Crab cakes, there was steak.
I had a crab cake, yeah.
There was sandwiches. I know Booney was stuffing his face with that.
He was.
But, I wasn't really hungry, but it was free food.
Well, you made it seem like, again, the presentation is what threw me off. You made it seem like if somebody approaches me and they say, hey, there's food, or I got food for you, and I'm not hungry, I'm going to say, hey, you know, Carl or Boone or whomever.
I was just joking with the Carl.
Of course, I got you. Hey, I really appreciate it, guys. I just had a banana or I just ate bread. I'm good to go. Thank you. Maybe ask some of the guys in the...
Connor, what would you do?
You know,
free food, but you're hungry. Like somebody.
No, but you're not hungry, you said.
You're not hungry, right. So you just came in, you ate lunch, you come into work, and there's free food out there sitting on a table there.
I wouldn't have it. You know, I feel like there's got to be somebody who's probably a little bit hungrier. Usually I bring food to begin with. I feel bad taking free food sometimes, so I'd let it sit
there. Look at Connor.
Boy, Connor. He's not a gavone like you.
I was going to say, what type of answer do you think Hoff would have given?
Oh, God. He would devour the forks. All right, is Hoff? Come on.
Last one for you.
Good job today, Connor, by the way.
Give us a detailed scouting report of yourself as a basketball player.
Where the hell does this come from?
It was a question. Actually, Sean Gelman, credit to him for coming up with these three questions today.
That's a good one. All right.
Producer at SNY, I work with him. He came up with
totally, this. Totally honest. And people can back this up. Slow as hell.
Okay.
Weak handle. I was never the kind of player who was going by you. I could shoot as well as anybody. I could shoot the lights out.
Okay. So good
with
shooter.
With range. Not a great shooter. Not good. Okay.
Great shooter.
With range. Really good passer. Willing defender, but just not a basketball athlete. That's what always hurt me.
The Johnnies could use you if you're a good shooter.
That's true.
To the free throw line.
I couldn't play defense for Rick. He'd say, get the hell out of here.
If Pitino said, quote last night, I felt like killing myself. Did you see that one?
Of course. He was joking, but I could shoot it. How about you? What's your basketball scouting report?
Erratic.
Besides pop a shot?
Erratic.
Yeah.
What would you call a temperament that could be a volatile?
Yeah,
volatile. Ooh, temperament.
Little, okay. Oh, so like you're protesting calls like against refs or against your teammates?
One time there was a foul called against me and I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
It was bullcrap and I threw the basketball.
At the ref or at a player? Or like at a...
I forget. It might have been at both.
How old were you? About?
13, 14-ish. Oh, it was bad.
I remember one time my dad pulled me out of a game. I think I was in the 7th grade. I think I told you the story. And I think I had like 2 fouls. It was a big CYO tournament. I was so pissed, man, that I got that second foul. And I don't think it was a foul, but that's not the point. Anyway, I had to pull me to make sure I don't get third before halftime, whatever. And I was so mad. I'm sure I was mad at other stuff. I got in trouble at school, whatever. And I took off my jacket. I took off my jersey and I fired it against the wall. Yeah. Now, I listen, I don't have a hair on my body. I'm like this little skinny beanpole. I'm probably 12. Dude, the next thing I hear is the 2 old school doors fly open. Think about a gym from 1980 something. My dad flying through there, basically grabbed me by the throat and threw me against the wall. He said, sit the bleep down. You're not playing the rest of the game.
Yeah.
I think you and I both had some.
What
a surprise.
I would say, though, as a player, I was a streaky shooter. Not a good shooter.
Okay.
Very streaky.
A little bit of a volume score, kind of?
No, not at all. I was like last guy off the bench.
Last guy off the bench?
Well, scoring-wise. I would give max effort, though, defensive, hustle, attitude, energy. Like, I tried to make basketball. Baseball, I was okay at.
Man, I got you.
Like,
scrappy.
Baseball was more on the surface of basketball.
Did you enjoy playing?
I only played 1 year.
I used to love playing
with my friends in the backyard.
Yeah.
I only played 1 year in organized basketball. And it wasn't at any high levels, like a CYO type thing.
CYO was the best. All right, real quick, before we move on here, we get back to the calls. So let's go.
Scrappy defender, though, BT.
I can see it.
Taking charges, whatever I need to do.
I can see it. All right, so let's see. Let's say that, like, every sports radio station had a basketball team in the country.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a league, like the NBA. And WFAN, that was the version of the Knicks. What's our starting five? I got 2 off the bat, McPherson and Tiki.
Well, do you know McPherson can play basketball?
Dude, he's a sick athlete.
He's an athlete.
Man.
I don't know if he played basketball.
He did play? He played enough where he's starting.
I know I could rule out people. No McMonagle, no Morash, no Evan. That's the start.
I mean, Evan would be the GM. Evan would have a role that just would
Tiki
be nowhere near the court.
Or no?
He's a great athlete. Good enough, yeah.
Basketball, you don't need to be...
I agree with that.
We've seen great athletes before. Can they shoot?
He played in CeCe Sabathia's charity game years ago, made a pretty nice reverse layup. Like,
Boomer?
He's good.
He's a hockey guy.
I mean, Boomer's 6'5", so we got to put him in a post, right? I mean,
I guess.
But he's 62.
Are we counting?
We have him out there?
All right. So, I don't even know if we could field the starting five.
Well, that's why I'm kind of having a discussion.
I'd like to be the super sub, like first man off the bench, John Starks type energy.
What about Loogie? He's young and he's thin.
Yeah, I'd muscle him around, though. Like, come on, Loogie, he'd get muscled around.
Can he shoot?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody can shoot.
Well, I can shoot.
So, it'd be,
so I'm a starter.
You're on the. You might be our best player. What do you mean? It's not saying much, but
well,
it might be.
No. It is, though. No. All right, so McPherson, Tiki, and me. Oh, God.
Actually, Gio and I played
basketball. I've never seen him play basketball, Greg.
Him and I, he came over to my house one time when I was living on Long Island years ago, before we...
became famous.
Well, I think I was still living at my parents' house at the time. He was still living it. Like, I'm talking about before we got married and had our own houses.
Uh-huh.
He came over and we're playing in the backyard. And I think both similar things. Like, we could move a little bit and shoot a little bit.
Okay.
I would be okay with Gio on the starting five. Now, I don't know about his current physical condition, but I think Gio would be a part of the starting five.
I think I got to put Loogie in there, despite the protest there. And listen, I might have a spot for you. So McPherson, Tiki, and me.
If you're going to go you, Tiki,
Loogie,
McPherson, Gio, Boomer, then that's only five right there. So it's either me or Loogie.
I'm going to give you a sleeper that you ruled out very quick.
Go ahead.
C-Mac. C-Mac is like the Bam Bam Bigelow of athletes here. He's a little thick.
Yeah. He's not a bad
I think he's
athlete.
Nimble. I think he's a good athlete. I think he was a good athlete.
Like,
yeah. Did we just start Boomer? You know, the 6'5 center?
I
hope he doesn't get hurt.
I mean, maybe C-Mac. Maybe you're right. I ruled him out. What about Moresh? He seems to be, quick on his feet at times, no?
He's got a little Bam Bam Bigelow in him. I've never seen him play.
Yeah. I think that would be the...
No, yeah. Hoff?
I don't think
Hoff.
What about Recco?
Yeah,
I know he's got back issue, but Jerry's good at decent.
I think Jerry probably made the starting five now that you
Jerry's definitely
it.
On the team. I want Jerry. Yeah. See, Jerry's a trench guy. I want Jerry on the team.
I don't know. I've never seen these guys play before.
I know. Basketball's harder to read.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't just go based off athlete. I need to know who can shoot.
Right, I'm just throwing
I know
around.
What I'm bringing to the table.
What are you bringing? Scrappiness?
Yeah.
The picks?
Toughness. And I'm a better shooter now than I was back then. I mean, I need some time. But.
Yeah, we got to set you up a little bit.
I'd rather I'd rather come off the bench. I'd be a sixth man here.
All right.
Maybe want to get in the action. False man.
We'll take Ryan Sun. He's the point guard.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hurley moving around much these days.
All right.
I don't know.
The architect getting involved at all in this?
No. Although he's in really good shape. Yeah. You know, he's thin. I think cardiovascularly he can hang. I don't see Chris Oliveira as a basketball. If Craig was still here, Craig could still play.
You know, they used to have a
Craig
team like Mike and Chris.
Oh, that's why I brought
Huster,
it up.
Mike
I know.
Green. Yeah,
I remember. Right. They used to play like the Giants, right?
Yeah.
Right? Honestly, like 3,000 people used to go.
I don't know if we're in the shape to do that anymore.
Yeah, I definitely get hurt.
Yeah. All right, BT. Well, then you'd be out and take your spot. Superstar. Here comes the superstar. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019. We'll reset. Go down with the.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
King, when we come back and continue with your calls on the Super Bowl, on the Johnnies, whatever's on your mind on this Wednesday, early morning here, almost afternoon now on The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.